All right, shifting gears now, or at least changing positions. Want to make your next meeting more productive? Take away the chairs. Jill Dittmeyer explains in this week's Sound Medicine Checkup.
Professor Andrew Knight and his colleagues at the Olin Business School at Washington University in St. Louis were talking about new office furniture one minute and a more interesting management question the next.
There was the option of a standing desk that came out of that, or an adjustable height desk that faculty members could use. We just started kind of speculating about what the impact of standing meetings for groups might be on how they interact with one another, how they come up with creative ideas. So we kind of went through the process of thinking about what might happen if we got rid of the traditional conference table setup and chairs, and instead presented people with an environment in which it was, you know, it was chair-free. It was non-sedentary.
They gathered two groups of college students and told them to discuss a project.
And some of those groups were randomly put into a room that had a traditional conference table and chair set up, and other groups were randomly put into this non-sedentary space that was chair-free.
And outfitted them in wearable technology.
So we used bracelets that individuals wore that tracked activation of their sympathetic nervous system. So it measured kind of physiologically how activated their bodies were.
And discovered that the standing meeting group was much more collaborative.
So the people in those groups would, you know, hear something that someone else said, and they would build upon that idea, and then someone else in the group would kind of take that kernel of an idea and expand upon it and build upon it further.
And less territorial.
So if you think about kind of a brainstorming meeting, people sometimes have their own ideas that they throw out on the table. And in the standing meeting, people were comfortable and willing for others to build upon and take their ideas and run with them. Whereas in a sitting meeting, people were more protective over their individual contribution and were more individually focused as opposed to collaboratively focused.
Knight says the study shows movement in a meeting is good for the body and the mind.
I think what we've seen a lot in the media has been really the health benefits, and those are very real, the health benefits of adopting a more non-sedentary lifestyle. But beyond those, there also are some benefits when people are working together in groups that this standing format can lead to collaborative and more interdependent meetings.
Reporting for Sound Medicine, I'm Jill Dittmeyer.